91X News.
It's 19 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook. Sisters in Spirit Vigil is taking place in Kingston tonight. The event aims to honor and remember missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Daria Bayagujiva has more.
The vigil in Kingston is happening thanks to a couple of organizations. Nepenthe Red Cedars Shelter is one of them. Sheila Stacey, an outreach residential and non-residential worker, explains what the event is about.
Well, it's a Native event that it gives an idea, like when they hang the red dresses and stuff like that. It shows the numbers behind all the missing and murdered Aboriginal women. Like, it kind of gives a voice to them.
The vigil is being held every year on October 4th. It can take different forms, from a moment of silence to a public rally. This year, the event at Kingston will include a sacred fire, tobacco burning, faceless dolls panels, guest speakers, and presentations. Everyone is welcome to attend the event from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Newlands Pavilion, McDonald Park. Daria Bayagujiva, QNET News, Belleville.
The president and CEO of Via Rail made an announcement in Belleville today about the future plans for the Via Rail. His goal is to make the Via more accessible for passengers.
Via Rail prides itself on being the most accessible mode of transport in Canada for people with mobility restrictions, where there would be wheelchairs, but also hearing issues, blindness, or other considerations. We are the most available, most accessible mode of transport, and we can be even more accessible. And that's what we're planning to do when we renew our fleet, hopefully in the next few months.
Some more goals for the Via is to include a dedicated track corridor and a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Assisted suicide is now being offered by Quinty Healthcare. Nick Ogden has the story.
Quinty Healthcare patients are able to choose if they want to die with the help of medical professionals. Susan Rowe is the director of communications for Quinty Healthcare. She says that QHC will make sure people who make the request know every possibility before making a final decision.
The process is very detailed to ensure that we're following every step within the legislation. So, for example, there is a waiting period that once somebody makes a request that you give them time to consider it, you provide them with any extra support and advice that they would like during that time to ensure that they've investigated all of their options fully and are aware of what all of their options are before you start the next phase of the process.
Rose says the team at QHC wanted to make sure the service is handled in an appropriate way.
The steering committee that we put together, they were excellent and wanted to ensure that by providing this service to patients and to their families that it was going to be offered in a very respectful, ethical, and appropriate way. So that was their main goal.
The service can be requested at any of the four hospitals attached to Quinty Healthcare. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
A new MRI at the Belleville General Hospital is in the works. The Quinty Healthcare's four hospitals started a fundraising campaign and hopes to raise over $1 million for a new MRI. Wendy Warmer, the executive director for the Trenton Memorial Hospital Foundation, explains how important this fundraiser is for the community.
It's extremely important to have the community raise money for capital equipment, medical equipment that's critically needed at the hospital because the government does not provide the funding for it. We could have funding to operate an MRI, but unless the community actually pays for it and helps us to get the latest state-of-the-art equipment for our hospitals, we don't have the kind of care that we deserve.
The Feed the Meter campaign starts this month and is allowing free parking in downtown Belleville until the end of December. The parking meters located downtown will be open for donations from the public. All the donations will go towards food programs at local schools. The student nutrition coordinator for Hastings and Prince Edward School Board, Kelly Brace, tells QNET News about the fundraiser.
Well, Feed the Meter is a fundraiser for Food for Learning in partnership with the municipalities of the city of Belleville, the city of Quinty West. We hope this year that we'll be able to increase our total proceeds from Feed the Meter and raise $30,000, which is our goal.
The co-owner of the Breakout Belleville business, Angela Douglas, agrees the construction hasn't impacted their business.
I don't think that really hasn't impacted our business in a negative or a positive. We're excited for the changes that are taking place.
The Quinte West Council is looking at allowing local businesses to stay open on statutory holidays. James Gaughan reports.
We're all used to businesses being closed on stat holidays, but Quinte West Councillor Alan DeWitt thinks that needs to change.
We have invested to make our city to have a tourism industry, and yet on a holiday weekend in the summertime, you have to go elsewhere if you need to buy something.
Councillor David McHugh explains it to me this way.
You're a young businessman, you come, you want to start a business, you open up and the city says, oh, by the way, or the government says, by the way, you can't be open this day. You can't be open on the day when most business, you may do most of the business on these days, these holidays.
Not everyone was in favor of the task force. Councillor Sally Freeman told councillors holidays are precious to employees and she would not vote to let businesses open on them. QNET News reached out to her for further comment but was unable to get in touch. The task force will meet before Christmas this year. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X. 2405 Sports is next.
Between the harsh heat of summer and the dread cold winter is the temperate season of fall. Your chance to witness seasons changing in glorious color. Quinte Conservation has 23 conservation areas open to the public. From woodlands to wetlands, rivers and lakes to forests and fields, Quinte Conservation maintains many scenic nature trails near you. Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Complete details at quinteconservation.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook with QNET Sports. The Wellington Dukes and the Trenton Golden Hawks have a leading score in this year's season. They each have a total of 9 wins and 1 loss. The Dukes' next game is on Thursday night facing the Stouffville Spirits. The Dukes host the Georgetown Raiders on Friday night. Trenton's next game is on Friday night when they host the Kingston Voyageurs. In news of Ontario college sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team have 1 tie and 6 losses. With no wins yet this season, their next game is on Wednesday night against Fleming College. The Lady Lancers host Cambrian on Friday night. With only 3 games remaining, the men's and women's Loyalist rugby teams have yet to win a game this season. Both teams host Fleming College on Thursday night. The Blue Jays have left knuckleballer R.A. Dickey off their 25-man roster for Wednesday's wildcard showdown with the visiting Baltimore Orioles. The winning team will progress to the American League Division Series with the Texas Rangers. There are 10 pitchers on the roster with Wednesday's starter Marcus Stroman and fellow starters Marco Estrada and Francisco Liriano. Manager John Gibbons still has Sanchez, Happ, Stroman, Estrada, and Liriano at his disposal. The infielders on the wildcard roster are Darwin Barney, Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion, Ryan Goins, Justin Smoke, Devin Travis, and Troy Tulowitzki. The catchers are Russell Martin and Dioner Navarro, and an outfielder of Jose Bautista, Kevin Pillar, Ezekiel Carrera, Josh Saunders, Melvin Upton Jr., and Dalton Pompey. The Toronto Raptors wrap up the Western Canadian portion of their preseason schedule tonight against the Denver Nuggets in Calgary. The Raptors down the Golden State Warriors in Vancouver in their first exhibition game of training camp. Toronto coach Dwayne Casey says it's important for the Raptors to be seen in other Canadian markets.
I think it's great for our organization to be able to go to Vancouver, come here to a sports city like Calgary, and be able to play in front of the fans, and because we brag all the time about us being Canada's team, and we are.
Noah Syngard will get the start of the Mets for the Mets when they host the San Francisco Giants in the National League wildcard game. Mets manager Terry Collins says the 24-year-old is up for the challenge.
This guy wants to learn. He's always got a question for things that are going on during the game, even the days he's not pitching. So I think he's growing a lot, and I think he's certainly the right choice for us tomorrow night.
Madison Bumgarner starts for the Giants. The U.S. Supreme Court says rules for big-time college basketball and football players are an antitrust violation.
The Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling that found NCAA amateur rules violate federal antitrust laws. The rejection of the NCAA's appeal in the class action suit filed by former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon and other athletes leaves the association vulnerable to more legal challenges that are currently making their way through the courts. The court also rejected O'Bannon's appeal, asking that the justices reinstate a plan to pay football and basketball players. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today has been a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 20. Tonight will be a few clouds and a low of 11. Tomorrow is going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 21. At 4:10, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 5.